Case number 10162, David Lawrence, south of Route 54, south of Garfield Avenue, being lot 16 within Edgewater Acres Development. They're seeking a variance from front and rear yard setback requirements.
Yes, my name is Randall Pratt, 3113 Long Spoon Way, Baywood Greens, Hillsboro, agent for Mr. Lawrence.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. The lot in question was purchased by Mr. Lawrence, and the house that is currently on it is to be razed and a new home to be put on that lot. Currently on Garfield Avenue, there are, I'll pass these to you gentlemen. Currently on Garfield Avenue, lots 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, as well as lots 18, 19, and 20, all have had either some variance or else are not in compliance with the 20-foot setback from the bulkhead and the setback in front. The home that Mr. Lawrence intends to put up there will have a deck that will extend towards the bulkhead, the back setback, about 8 to 10 feet towards the bulkhead. The current bulkhead extends to 7 feet 7 inches from the bulkhead there now. The home will be put on pilings, and therefore the variance in the front will be for the steps that will lead to the first floor, although it'll be the second floor elevation on pilings. The home is within the guidelines of the height elevation. That map that I have, or that overhead view I've given you, was actually from 2005 and doesn't show all of the homes that are currently there that have received variances and are outside of the additional zoning variance. Well, we would like to proceed with demolishing the existing home and building the new home as soon as possible. Mr. Lawrence recently has secured some contracts in this area, and the building will either be used by him or perhaps by their foreman or eventually sold if that contract ends.
So you're raising this house up for flood purposes?
Yes, and also Mr. Lawrence is also in the marine construction business, and one of the things that he was most mindful of is that it's very difficult in Edgewater Acres to get to the bulkheads from land, and so he intends to put it on piling so that we can take, if there was any problem with our bulkhead or either of the adjoining bulkheads, et cetera, we'll be able to take our equipment underneath the house. That'll serve as a parking area, and get rid of the shed that is, you see on that picture on the side. We'll put that underneath the building in terms of a outdoor shower area or whatever. But the bulkhead that would be accessible to equipment underneath the house through the piling arrangement.
So what you're looking at, gentlemen's raised up. That's the reason he's looking for a variance. If you're looking to see where it says the first story deck.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so that's the reason he's okay. Requiring the setback variance.
Right, the decks would be elevated second and third floor.
Which must meet the setback requirement.
Yes.
Okay.
Currently, there's a lot open next to it, so that if you could get easement, you could take equipment back there to work on the bulkhead, which will need some work. But we don't own that lot, and the owner of that lot is not interested in selling it.
Okay. There has been no more experiences in there.
Has been numerous.
This is an unusual.
Okay. Thank you for that. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Borman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? No. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10162, and I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood. We've granted many light variances in Edgewater Acres in the past.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10162. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.